Leading our news today, world leaders have been meeting in Paris to work out a strategy to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. 30 countries, including 10 Arab nations, have now agreed to provide support. Australia will begin deploying forces and fighter jets to the Middle East within days. A Sydney woman is facing several charges, including dangerous driving after a fatal crash in Sydney South. The woman's car ploughed through a group of people at a bus stop and into a pharmacy at Cogra yesterday, killing a 16-year-old girl and injuring two others. Hopes are fading this morning of finding alive a three-year-old boy who's been missing for more than 4 days on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Up to 300 people have now joined the search for William Tyrrell, who disappeared from his grandmother's home at Kendal on Friday. British Prime Minister David Cameron has made an impassioned plea to Scottish voters not to abandon the UK. With just days to go before the independence vote, Mr Cameron has warned that a yes vote would endanger Scottish pensions and the economy.
Independence would not be a trial separation. It would be a painful divorce. So this is our message to the people of Scotland. We want you to stay.